his fists balled spasmodically. It amounts to a diseased attitude, a conditioned reflex that shunts aside the independence of your minds whenever it is a question of opposing authority. There seems no doubt ever in your minds that the Emperor is more powerful than you are, or Harry Seldon wiser. And that's wrong, don't you see? For some reason, no one cared to answer him. Hardin continued. It isn't just you. It's the whole galaxy. Perrin heard Lord Dorwin's idea of scientific research. Lord Dorwin thought the way to be a good archaeologist was to read all the books on the subject, written by men who were dead for centuries. He thought that the way to solve archaeological puzzles was to weigh the opposing authorities. And Perrin listened and made no objections. Don't you see that there's something wrong with that? Again, the note of near pleading in his voice. Again, no answer. He went on. And you men, and half of Terminus as well, are just as bad. We sit here, considering the encyclopedia the all-in-all. We consider the greatest end of science is the classification of past data. It is important, but is there no further work to be done? We're receding and forgetting, don't you see? Here in the periphery, they've lost atomic power. In Gamma Andromeda, a power plant has blown up because of poor repairs, and the Chancellor of the Empire complains that atomic technicians are scarce. And the solution? To train new ones? Never. Instead, they're to restrict atomic power. And for the third time, don't you see? It's galaxy-wide. It's a worship of the past. It's a deterioration. A stagnation. He stared from one to the other, and they gazed fixedly at him. Pharaoh was the first to recover. Well, mystical philosophy isn't going to help us here. Let us be concrete. Do you deny that Harry Seldon could easily have worked out historical trends of the future by simple psychological technique? No, of course not, cried Hardin. But we can't rely on him for a solution. At best, he might indicate the problem, but if ever there is to be a solution, we must work it out ourselves. He can't do it for us.